Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, May 6th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. Leading off today, tomorrow is Apple's Let Loose event, and we have some last-minute rumors and details to recap. First off, Bloomberg's Mark Gurman says that Apple is set to unveil all of its announcements in a brisk video presentation running about 35 minutes in length. While shorter than a traditional Apple event, this is similar in length to the runtime of Apple's Scary Fast event in October, focused on the Mac. Apple has also updated its website to add a new teaser to the Apple.com homepage. As if there were any doubt that the Apple Pencil would play a role in tomorrow's event, the homepage all but confirms it. The new teaser cycles between the different illustrations of the Apple event for the logo, with the twist that you can erase the art with your mouse pointer on the Mac or a finger on your iPhone's touchscreen. And to recap, we're expecting a new iPad Pro lineup, with both models featuring OLED screens, a thinner design, and the M4 chip inside. The iPad Air lineup is expected to get upgraded to the M2 chip, and also include a new 12.9-inch iPad Air form factor for the first time. The Apple Pencil, again, is expected to get overhauled with new features such as a squeeze gesture and haptic feedback, and potentially magnetically replaceable tips. And last but not least, we're expecting a new Magic Keyboard for the iPad Pros, with a more laptop-like design made out of aluminum. Tomorrow's Let Loose Apple event is set for 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time, and we'll have all of the coverage on 9to5mac.com. In other news today, Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway offloaded around 13% of its Apple holdings in Q1 2024. This is notable because Apple is Berkshire's largest holding by a wide margin, and Berkshire is Apple's largest shareholder outside of ETF providers. Berkshire's Q1 2024 earnings report revealed that its stake in Apple is worth $135 billion, indicating that it holds around 790 million shares. Based on Apple's stock price fluctuations, this would mean Berkshire sold around 115 million shares in the first quarter. During Berkshire's annual meeting on Saturday, Buffett praised Apple and said it's an even better business than two of the conglomerate's other major holdings, American Express and Coca-Cola. Buffett also assured investors that unless something dramatic happens, Apple will still be Berkshire's largest holding at the end of the year. He didn't offer specific details on why Berkshire sold 13% of its Apple holdings in the quarter, but he did imply that it was to increase its cash stake for tax purposes. Apple CEO Tim Cook was in the audience of Berkshire's annual meeting in Omaha, Nebraska on Saturday, and said in regard to Berkshire's decision to offload some of its Apple stock, that it's still a privilege to have them as a shareholder. When Berkshire sold 10 million shares of Apple in 2020, Buffett later admitted that the decision was probably a mistake. Whether he has the same regret after this much larger sale remains to be seen. Running out today, we have two new reports from analyst Jeff Poo regarding the iPhone 17 and Apple's plans for foldable devices. According to the analyst, the iPhone 17 lineup will include the 6.1-inch iPhone 17, a 6.6-inch iPhone 17 Slim, a 6.3-inch iPhone 17 Pro, and a 6.9-inch iPhone 17 Pro Max. In terms of design, the analyst reports that the iPhone 17, 17 Slim, and 17 Pro will all feature an aluminum design that is more complex than what we have today. The iPhone 17 Pro Max, meanwhile, will still be made out of titanium and will feature a smaller dynamic island. The smaller dynamic island on the 17 Pro Max will be made possible by a new meta lens technology for the proximity sensor. This will allow Apple to make the Face ID sensor smaller. The alleged iPhone 17 Slim aligns with previous reporting by analyst Ross Young. This will replace the Plus lineup and offer a slim design, but no other details on that design have been reported. In terms of performance and specs, Poo reports that the iPhone 17 and 17 Slim will feature 8GB of RAM and either the A18 or A19 chip, while the iPhone 17 Pro and Pro Max will feature 12GB of RAM for the first time, and the A19 Pro chip. And finally, all four iPhone 17 models will feature 24MP front-facing cameras. This is a notable upgrade compared to the current 12MP front-facing cameras used by Apple today. And finally, in regards to Apple's plans for foldables, Ming-Chi Kuo previously reported that Apple was working on a 20.3-inch foldable MacBook for release sometime in 2027. Ross Young corroborated this form factor and said that it would come out in either 2026 or 2027. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman has also said that Apple is exploring a dual-screen foldable MacBook-iPad hybrid. In this weekend's analyst report, Jeff Poo says that Apple will begin mass production of a 20.3-inch foldable device in late 2025. So if this report is to be believed, Apple has accelerated its work on foldable devices. The report says that there is increasing visibility of Apple's foldable devices based on supply chain checks. Meanwhile, Poo says that Apple will also begin mass production of a foldable iPhone in late 2026. The company is reportedly considering two screen sizes for a foldable iPhone at either 7.9 inches or 8.3 inches. This is an incredibly aggressive timeline that's yet to been corroborated by other sources, so I treat this one with some skepticism for now, even though it's fun to imagine what a world in which Apple makes foldables might look like. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. You can find an ad-free version of the show at 9to5mac.com/join. Find all of the latest Apple news at 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.